share what one of its founders said.
And we're going to take bets as to how soon before OJ's arrested again. We'll tell you why. 6 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. It is going to be very cold overnight tonight. In fact, we're under a freeze warning overnight starting at 7 this evening, says National Weather Service forecaster Kevin Witt.
We're expecting this cold, dry air to be coming in pretty quickly and forcefully, but over the period of the next 24 to 36 hours, these cold temperatures will stick around until that high pressure moves offshore.
Our complete forecast is just ahead. President Trump is vowing to put an end to chronic trade abuses.
We will no longer tolerate the audacious theft of intellectual property. We will confront the destructive practices of forcing businesses to surrender their technology to the state and forcing them into joint ventures in exchange for market access.
Speaking at the APEC summit in Vietnam, Mr. Trump set out a strong message on trade, saying the U.S. won't tolerate those chronic trade abuses any longer. The White House says President Trump believes Republican Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore will do the right thing and step aside if sexual misconduct allegations against him are true. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says, though, the president believes a mere allegation, especially one from many years ago, should not be allowed to destroy a person's life. The National Park Service wants to permanently end the recreational use of the Washington Monument grounds. The Park Service closed those grounds earlier this year for a major turf replacement project, which is expected to be finished next year, and that's when the Park Service wants that permanent ban on sports to begin. In addition, the Park Service is proposing to raise the reservation fees for use of its 28 athletic fields on the Mall and in Rock Creek Park. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is going to try again to get the General Assembly to exempt all military retirement income from state income tax.
Our veteran retirees deserve to have their entire military pensions 100% free from state income tax.
Governor Larry Hogan hoping the fourth time is a charm in getting this legislation passed.
When the legislature returns in January, our administration will again introduce this important legislation, and we will work together with our veterans organizations to lobby this legislation.
He says Pennsylvania, Delaware, and West Virginia currently have similar incentives for vets. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Starting next month, solo drivers in Northern Virginia will be able to use a key commuter route for the first time.
Starting December 4th, I-66 inside the Beltway will no longer be restricted to use by carpoolers only. Solo drivers will be able to use the road by paying a toll with an easy pass. VDOT Commissioner Charlie Kilpatrick.
It is really a game changer here in Northern Virginia.
Deputy Secretary of Transportation Nick Donahue.
There is no set rate. It will vary just like it does in 95 and 495. We anticipate that you'll see similar types of tolls.
Around $6 to $8 each way. On I-66 in Fairfax County, Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Richmond area Republican Virginia state delegate has won re-election, eliminating one of the remaining opportunities for Democrats to take control of the House. The Associated Press called the race for Roxanna Robinson after her Democratic opponent Larry Barnett conceded yesterday. In three remaining races that are still too close to call, Republicans hold very narrow leads. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,462, the Nasdaq at 67.50. Sports, the Wizards go above 500 for the season with a win over the Lakers. The Seahawks beat the Cardinals on Thursday Night Football, and the Caps host the Penguins tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Redskins and WMAL together again every game, home and away, all season long. The Washington Redskins.
Oh, Redskins touchdown!
On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
The Combined Federal Campaign is the world's most successful annual workplace charity campaign. Your donations support nonprofit organizations such as SUM, CFC number 74405, providing support for homeless and poor individuals and families in the district with food, clothing, medical care, counseling, job training, and affordable housing. Donate to SUM, CFC number 74405. Give hope to men, women, and children who are trying to improve their lives. To learn more, visit SUM.org or WMAL.com/charity.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now sponsored by AAA. Our two early morning trouble spots seem to be on the Beltway. We'll start first Maryland. You come to a screeching halt if you're heading into Bethesda. So keep alert here on the outer loop, leaving Silver Spring, the crash before you get to 270. So I'm looking at delays here after Georgia Avenue. You come around those curves. I don't want you to get caught off guard. And then once you get past Connecticut Avenue, accident activity up ahead along the left side. That's the outer loop stretch, Beltway Bethesda. Now let's go Virginia with the crash. Long-standing incident here. Still a lot of activity inner loop before you get to Van Dorn. Stay to the right there to get by. So if you're coming, say, across the Wilson Bridge or out of Alexandria, up ahead before Eisenhower Avenue, you're seeing those stop and go backups. No problems currently on 66. Looks good. Lighter than normal through Gainesville, Centerville up toward the Beltway. 95, 395. Essentially out of Stafford to the 14th Street Bridge, delay-free. AAA gets to you faster than the competition. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny skies, only going up to 43. Winds may gust to 30 miles per hour. Tonight clear, near record low temperatures. Freeze warning tonight, overnight low, low to mid-20s. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 39 in Manassas, 44 in Rockville, 49 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by AAA. Texas church officials are set to decide what to do with their bullet-riddled building. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
Good morning. Happy Friday. You made it. Congratulations. Pat yourself on the back. At 7:15, Susan Ferriccio from the Washington Examiner will be with us, and she'll have all the news out of Capitol Hill. At 7:35, it's Lanny Davis. At 7:45, voice of the Redskins, Larry Michael. At 8:15, Rick Yount. He's the executive director of Warrior Canine Connection. Great group. They've run into some trouble. We're going to talk to him about that. And at 8:35, Stephanie Seldon Howard. She's the director and the producer of a new movie coming out called Weight of Honor. And it's a documentary about the caregivers of our wounded warriors. Because you know what? Veterans Day tomorrow. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonnese.
Well, good morning. Sean Parker, I don't know if you know this guy, he was the founding president of Facebook. He gave a super interesting interview yesterday to Axios. And during that interview, he said some things that were pretty important and worth your time. Do you know people in your life? Are you one of them who's on Facebook all the time who kind of feels like, you know, it's great for you. It's great to check in on things. You like consuming your news there. You like having conversations there. You like to see if people reacted to the things you shared. You like to see if you got your birthday messages. You like to see, you know, if people thought the thing you shared was funny. All of that. Well, Facebook, one of Facebook's founders says this was intentional, clearly. But it was meant to exploit a weakness in human psychology. It's actually, quote, exploit a vulnerability in human psychology. Sean Parker said yesterday that when Facebook was getting going, I had these people who would come up to me and they would say, I'm not on social media. And I'd say, okay, you know, you will be. And they'd say, no. I value my real life interactions. I value the moment. I value presence. I value intimacy. And I would say, we'll get you eventually. It's pretty interesting. This is causing some havoc as people take a moment to be introspective. Why am I on Facebook? Why am I doing these social media things? And what am I getting out of it? And it's interesting to hear him speak so frankly about how he thinks that Facebook has become this behemoth. What part of human psychology they've tapped into. He even jokingly said yesterday that Mark Zuckerberg's probably going to block his account after this interview because he said stuff like this. Quote, I don't know if I really understood the consequences of what I was saying because the unintended consequences of a network when it grows to a billion or 2 billion people and it literally changes your relationship with society, with each other. It probably interferes with productivity in weird ways. God only knows what it's doing to our children's brains. The thought process that went into building these applications, Facebook being the first of them, was all about how do we consume as much of your time and conscious attention as possible? I mean, being very explicit here about the goals and also, again, giving you an indicator of why Facebook's been a success as a company. Drawing people again, getting them to give away their personal information, getting them to constantly be attentive to the product, and getting them to do it all the time. Here's another quote from him. We need sort of to give you a little dopamine hit every once in a while because someone liked or commented on a photo or a post or whatever. And that's going to get you to contribute more content, and that's going to get you more likes and comments. It's a social validation feedback loop, exactly the kind of thing that a hacker like myself, said Sean Parker, would come up with because you're exploiting a vulnerability in human psychology. The inventors, creators, it's me, it's Mark Zuckerberg, it's Kevin Systrom on Instagram. It's all of these people understood this consciously, and we did it anyway. And we did it anyway? That suggests that he knows there's something nefarious at the core of all of this. That again, they're exploiting what, as they said, a vulnerability in human psychology. So I wonder, are you happy with their exploitation? Are you pleased that you're being exploited here, or that people you know are? Maybe you're a Luddite. Maybe you're like, nah, I don't use any of that nonsense. Congratulations, by the way. But are you pleased with that? Do Facebook and you have a shared goal? Are you kind of okay that you're being exploited because you like the product? You get to see your family, your friends. You get to interact with them the way you like. I'm interested for your perspective here. 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on Facebook.
just refreshing. Let's see.
I'm sorry. I was just checking to see if anybody liked my latest post. Listen, you're exploited every day. And for people for there to be a backlash, like, I can't believe they're exploiting me. This is awful. Seriously? You're exploited every day. What do you think advertising is? Advertising is all psychology to make you buy stuff that you don't necessarily want to buy, to make you want something that you didn't even know you needed or wanted. That's what advertising is. When you walk in the grocery store, everything is placed in that grocery store for you to have to pass certain things to get to the things you want. Same thing go into a pharmacy. Why is the pharmacist always in the back? Because they make you wade through all the other, they make so little money on prescriptions. There's such low overhead, you know, like there's such a low profit margin on prescriptions that they make money off of everything else that they sell in the pharmacies now. So you have to walk through all of that to get back to the pharmacist. So please, people are going to be upset. And if you don't know that you're being exploited by Facebook, well, then you know what? You probably shouldn't leave your house unescorted. It's same thing with television. Stop. Product placement in television shows. It's all. They've tapped into psychology.
Subliminal messaging.
All that stuff. Subliminal messaging. They tapped into that decades, if not probably a century ago. So am I on social media? Absolutely. Yeah, I leave Twitter on and I just look for stories. I just look through my feed and I follow all the news, and that's what I look for there.
Yeah.
Facebook, I'll keep it on in the background. I don't post a whole lot on Facebook really anymore. I just don't, unless something interesting or funny is going on, and I know Cal Thomas is going to get a chuckle out of it, I post it. But other than that, I don't really post a whole lot on social media.
Well, they've put all of the technology here on hyperdrive in terms of being able to figure out human psychology and then in turn tailor their product to it and exploit it. And so this is Tucker Carlson's reaction to this last night. Play a quick clip from him.
Sean Parker isn't quite so guarded. In his conversation with Axios, Parker repeatedly describes Facebook like an addictive drug, which of course functionally it is. When he and his partners designed their product, Parker says they kept one question in mind. Quote, how do we consume as much of your time and conscious attention as possible? The answer they found was with a steady stream of dopamine hits to your brain in the form of likes, comments, and new posts. Parker acknowledges Facebook has become an epidemic that is devastating this country. Quote, it literally changes your relationship with society and each other, he said. God only knows what it's doing to our children's brains. Let that sink in. Imagine how you would feel if you actually believed you had injured the brains of millions of children. Sean Parker does not seem especially concerned by this. In fact, in his interview with Axios, he brags about how rich it has made him. Quote, because I'm a billionaire, I'm going to have better access to health care, Parker said. I'm going to be like 160, and I'm going to be part of this class of immortal overlords. You know the expression about compound interest? Give us billionaires an extra 100 years, and you'll know what wealth disparity looks like. Yet, unlike the heads of Philip Morris and R.J. Reynolds and Laura Lord, Sean Parker and Mark Zuckerberg have not been hauled before Congress to account for themselves and what they've done. Why is that exactly? You'd hate to think it's because Silicon Valley gives far more money to politicians than the cigarette makers ever did.
It's amazing that, you know, like you think about it, the impact on the children, and we can talk about this more in a second. I see your calls coming in here, 888-630-9625. But the impact on children, especially, who've grown up with this technology, who can find affirmation so quickly just by sharing something, see if somebody liked it, what that feedback loop must do to your psychology. I want to talk more about that here in a moment.
Absolutely. And you know what? Parents say it all along. You got to watch what your kids do on social media. If you don't, then you may have some problems. It is now 6:15. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Maryland on the Beltway. You're in delays topside as you head into Bethesda because of the crash. But we're watching this closely. And it looks like the activity now on both shoulders. So as you come around that curb after you pass the exit for Connecticut Avenue before 270, that's the focal point of those delays, but the lanes are open. Now, overall, we've had lighter than normal start to the commute, so our delays are essentially just after Georgia Avenue through that stretch, so you know. Virginia Beltway accident activity continues. Inner loop of the Beltway. As you come up toward Van Dorn Street, we still have the left half of the roadway with the crash. Two right lanes get by. So coming out of Alexandria, watch some of that heavy volume heading toward Springfield. Once you get beyond this crash, wide open, Annandale, Tyson's, 66. No problems coming in off the Greenway and the toll road. On Metro Rail, they're going to be open until 1 a.m., but trains are operating on a Saturday schedule every 6 to 15 minutes. During our daytime hours because of the Veterans Day holiday. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today is sunny, a high of 43. The gust of wind may gust to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, clear near record low temperatures. We have a freeze warning that starts at 7 p.m. until 10 a.m. tomorrow. Low is the low to mid-20s. Saturday, sunny, a high of 42. And Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 50. Currently in our nation's capital, 47 degrees at 617 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Columbia or Thursday in Reston. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
We need to sort of give you a little dopamine hit every once in a while because someone liked or commented on a photo or a post or whatever. It's a social validation feedback loop. It's exactly the kind of thing that a hacker like myself would come up with because you're exploiting a vulnerability in human psychology. And I think that the inventors, creators, you know, and it's me, it's Mark, it's the, you know, Kevin Systrom at Instagram, it's all of these people, understood this consciously, and we did it anyway.
Talking about Facebook and how it's become so successful as a business model, just, he says, exploiting a vulnerability in human psychology. Let's go to Kathy, who's in Virginia this morning, reacting to all this. Good morning, Kathy. Welcome to Mornings on the Lawn.
Good morning. Thank you. I think that Facebook, like any product, is designed to, you know, capture some kind of need, of course.
Right.
But I think that also it tends to render people socially invalid rather than being a great stream of social connection. I've never been on Facebook. I've conducted business. I've lived my life. I'm in touch with my family and friends. And I'm enjoying things immensely, and I've never been on Facebook.
Have you resisted?
About those of us who haven't.
Have you actively resisted the temptation?
No, I think no. It's stupid.
Well, you're one of the holdouts. Good for you, Kathy.
Here, Kathy, let me ask you though. I mean, is it at this point, you know, like a matter of pride of like I've held out this long, I'm not giving in?
No, I see no need, no reason. I can stay perfectly in tune with the world and everything I care about, and I'm widely active in a lot of different fields. I see no reason.
Yeah, there's a lot of people a lot of people are drawn to it of all ages, Kathy, because they feel like it's a good opportunity to check in on friends and family, kind of see what's going on in their lives. Because a lot of people, you know, you post the baby pictures or marriage photos, all of those things. None of that's a draw.
There's no. I mean, there's all sorts of things like telephone and you know, video chat even on your phone if you want.
Well, let me ask you: do you work? Do you work during the day, Kathy, or at night maybe?
Yes, no, I work.
Yeah, so so good for. I mean, so there's not a reason for you there. I was thinking maybe, you know, because you if you don't work, you've got that kind of time. For me, I know for me it is. Even though I've stayed friends with friends, I got back in touch with people that I had lost contact with. That I wanted to find out where they were, and we had lost contact. Didn't know where they were. I found them on Facebook, and we've rekindled connections and friendships that I never would have been able to do if it weren't for that. So I give you a lot of credit for being able to maintain those connections through the years. You know, the old-fashioned way. Good for you.
Well, maybe we are old-fashioned.
I'm not saying that in a bad way.
I'm even in an industry that requires, and not requires, but deeply wants you to be on social media because that thing that makes you most successful. I have actually advertised the fact that I'm not, and people flock to that.
Interesting.
A morning thought.
A morning thought. Thank you, Kathy.
Thanks, Kat.
An interesting one.
And when I said the old-fashioned way, that was not a slam at Kathy. I didn't want her to think
Nor did I take it that way. There's a lot of old-fashioned stuff that's preferable.
Absolutely.
You look at all of this stuff and like on Facebook, you realize... I know this having worked in the web for a long time, to working on this type of stuff in social media. And the thing that gets people going... on social media is often that affirmation. People share content because it says something about themselves. This is, and publishers know this innately. When you share something funny on Twitter, oftentimes it's to kind of convince your friends, not only do I find this funny, but I have good judgment about what is funny. There's something innate, something in sort of like that you're projecting about yourself with each thing that you share, each thing that you engage in. We have more of your calls coming up in here in a second. 622 on WMAL.
Republicans in Congress just released a new plan for tax reform. What's in it for you? Deductions for families? Doubled. So your first $24,000 of income is tax-free. Child tax credits? Increased. Tax returns? Simplified. Loopholes? Closed. So everybody pays their fair share. Small business taxes? Cut. Investment for new job creation? Boosted. And most important, America's middle class gets real tax cuts. Read the plan for yourself at passtaxreform.org. It's a simpler, fairer tax code with independent analysis showing more than $1,200 in tax cuts for a typical middle-class family. That means more money in your pocket. It's time to modernize our tax code, make American businesses more competitive, and help bring jobs back from overseas. So thank Congresswoman Barbara Comstock. She's fighting for the middle-class tax cuts working Americans need. Paid for by American Action Network.
This Veterans Day, save up to 70% at Mattress Warehouse, Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer, where you can save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic purchases, plus 0% financing and free delivery. Visit sleephappens.com.
Your doctor has said you need back surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary, minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound. Ultrasound. The Sonospine technique decompresses pinched nerves 100% of the time, completely eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved procedure right here in Virginia. Get pain-free before the holidays. Call 855-982-1591, 855-982-1591, or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. Sonospinesurgery.com. Sonospinesurgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
People are really left in some ways emotionally in the dark as it relates to their financial planning. And so when they come in to the office and they ask me, they say, Winter, you know, how do I set myself up for retirement? Do I have enough for retirement? And where we start is with those targets. What are the outcomes? What are the priorities?
Catch Winter at a new time, Saturdays at noon here on WMAL or online at wintertroxell.com.
625 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. And Mary, our two beltway accidents both cleared out of the travel lanes. Now, we do have some volume associated. Let's go topside as you head toward 270 on the outer loop. The crash after Connecticut Avenue. Still see the flashing lights on both shoulders, but not too much activity. It's two police cars, two cars. So coming around from George Avenue, that's the thick of it. We're still in great shape off of 95 and heading past University Boulevard. Enjoying the light Friday trip there. Heading from Alexandria, leaving the Wilson Bridge towards Springfield. The accident before you get to Van Dorn, now confined to both shoulders. Yep, definitely flashing lights, but those delays are quickly easing. Looks fantastic there. And a reminder, today's Metro Veterans Day schedule, operating on a Saturday schedule. It trains every 6 to 15 minutes during the day. Is it worth the wait? Well, off-peak fares all day, and parking at Metro-owned lots and garages free. Update sponsored by GE. HA. Now, with GEHA, Connection Dental Federal, you get coverage made for you, a plan with no deductible, no waiting period, and for most procedures. Sign up at GEHADental.com/2018. And now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll hit 43 with sunshine today. Winds may gust to 30 miles per hour. Got a freeze warning that kicks in tonight. Clear skies, near record low temperatures, low to mid-20s. Tomorrow, sunshine. Jeff Eno for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 47 degrees at 626 on WMAL.
All right, let's go to Fred in Woodbridge next on Facebook here and what Sean Parker had to say about it being so addicting. Fred, good morning.
Well, I think the real problem is the amount of time people are spending on it and using that as their social gathering.
Yeah,
real problem.
People are burning a lot of clock on that Facebook. You're right. I mean, that's. I mean, it's not just about socializing when you're after hours now. It's socializing at all hours now, using Facebook as a proxy for a good point.
It drives me crazy when I'm in a restaurant and I see the whole family on their phone instead of talking to each other. It drives me crazy.
Yep, a lot of people. Enjoy the meal. Have the conversation. Good point, Fred. Thank you. Manny's in West Virginia this morning. Manny, good morning. What do you think of Facebook here?
Good morning, Mary and Vince. How are you guys doing?
Excellent.
Great.
Thank
you. Friday.
Happy Friday to y'all. Well, you know, I don't know how many times I've deactivated and activated my Facebook account. It's just a steady stream of politics. You know, you have like-minded conservative friends. You know, but the reason why I keep Facebook is to keep up with my fellow Marines that I served with, and I just want to shout out to all the Marines in the National Capital Region, Semper Fi, and happy 242nd birthday.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. Thank you for your service. Happy Veterans Day. And you're right. It's funny that you have a tortured relationship going back and forth with Facebook. You know, people who complain about seeing all the politics, remember, the reason you're seeing all the politics, Facebook is under the impression that you love that stuff. There's a reason for that. I'll give you one thing you may not know. If you're going through your Facebook feed on your phone and you stop to look at something, you don't even click it, but you just stop to look at it for a second, Facebook knows how long you're staring at it. And they will keep that data in order to assess whether or not you like that type of content.
So people like me who just keep it running in the background and do other things, it's just stuck on that one thing. They think I'm staring at that literally for like 2 hours.
Yeah, if you leave it open, they're taking measurements.
I'm messing with their algorithms. I love it.
You're always messing with algorithms.
628 on WMAL.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Coming up on WMAL, hey, guess who's back in the news? And she refuses to go away. Do you know who it is yet? It's 6:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 6:30. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bray and Scarf. Get ready for some very cold weather. A freeze warning is in place from 7 o'clock tonight through tomorrow morning. Kevin Witt is a National Weather Service forecaster.
Temperatures are expected to get down below freezing, and a lot of places will be in the lower to mid-20s in the northwest, and probably near 28 degrees in Washington, D.C., late tonight into Saturday morning.
Our full forecast is just ahead. A high-profile meeting could be in the offing in Vietnam, where President Trump is at a summit of Asian nations.
The Kremlin initially said Presidents Trump and Putin would have a meeting in Vietnam on Friday. But U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is noncommittal about a sit-down.
Clearly, the leaders are going to be at the summit together. Wouldn't be at all unusual if they ended up with some kind of a pull-aside. The question is whether we've got sufficient substance.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders calling it likely the two leaders would bump into each other and say hello. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Virginia transportation officials are preparing for the opening of I-66 toll lanes in early December. Nick Donahue is Deputy Secretary of Transportation.
The goal of the Transform 66 project is to really move more people through this corridor.
Starting December 4th, solo drivers will be able to use I-66 inside the Beltway at rush hour by paying a toll. Once again, in 2018, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan plans to push state lawmakers to make all military retirement income tax-free.
Our veteran retirees deserve to have their entire military pensions 100% free from state income tax.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 23,462. The NASDAQ at 67.50. Sports sponsored by LifeLock. The Wizards get a win over the Lakers. The Caps host Pittsburgh tonight. Thursday night football. The win goes to Seattle. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
A recent data breach may have compromised the identities of millions of people. Freezing your credit may not be enough. Identity theft goes beyond credit fraud, like selling your info on the dark web. Help protect your identity. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code RISK to save 10%.
A recent study found that some 40% of the actions we take every day aren't the result of decision making. They're just habits, things we do without thinking. Take appliance shopping. A lot of people automatically go to a big box or department store when it's time for an appliance. But the reality is, Bray and Scarf is a much better option. We have an entire store filled only with top name appliances, including those super premium brands you can't find at the big box stores. Our staff is incredibly knowledgeable, and our prices will amaze you. So break your appliance habit and come to Bray and Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Skip Black Friday and come to Bray Friday, going on now. Get exclusive double rebates on select KitchenAid packages up to $800 back, plus free bonus appliances and free basic installation on select Gen Air packages. Bray and Scarf is the number one local and independent appliance retailer, known for expert advice and personal attention. So don't miss Bray Friday at any of their locations or BrayandScarf.com, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, this is Ronnie Mervis. Since early last century, when my father Morris founded the Mervis Diamond Company at the mines in South Africa, our family has handled some of the world's finest diamonds. And because the diamonds are in Mervis hands all the way from Africa to Washington, we keep costs low, so you save. That's why Mervis Diamond Importers is the leading diamond dealer in the nation's capital. Clearly, Mervis Diamond Importers provides the best value. We cut our diamonds to the Mervis ideal standard. This makes our diamonds brighter and more brilliant. Our diamonds are the envy of the industry. So don't ever pay too much for an ordinary diamond when you can get a Mervis diamond from us. At Mervis, you'll find only the best. It always was so, and it always will be so. Someday, all diamonds will be sold the Mervis way. Mervis Diamond Importers. Mervis means more diamonds, much better quality, and the most value. Financing is available. Go to MervisDiamond.com to learn more. For an appointment, call 1-800-HER-LOVE. Nobody pays retail anymore. Why should you?
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
It's that season again. Get a head start on Black Friday at Cabela's pre-Black Friday sale. Because long before the hunt, there was a gift that started it all. Cabela's pre-Black Friday sale. Your one stop before the field. Save $100 on Smith & Wesson M&P Shield pistols, plus receive $75 in Cabela's bucks. Save 20% on all Kent shot shells and 40% off Cabela's 10-point series camo. Plus, enjoy 14 days of incredible daily deals. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Not so bad this morning, Bill. In fact, lighter than normal around the region. We do have a bit of volume on the Maryland Beltway. It's clear from 95 and around toward Colesville Road. But up ahead, we had two problems. On the outer loop before 270, that crash cleared to both shoulders. And on the exit ramp as you're coming off of southbound Connecticut Avenue, right as you're trying to merge onto the Beltway, that crash, but also confined to the shoulder. That's the worst of the Beltway delays. If you heard me talk about the crash on the Virginia Beltway, that longstanding incident, Van Dorn, that's been cleared out of the travel lanes on that inner loop side. Those delays quickly cleared, so that looks fantastic. The ride on 395, you're wondering, wide open. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street bridges and the freeway clear. 3rd Street Tunnel wide open as well without any delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny skies going up to 43. Winds may gust to 30 miles per hour. That will cut through you. Clear tonight. Near record low temperatures. Freeze warning starts at 7. Overnight low to mid-20s. Tomorrow sunny, 42 degrees. We'll see mostly clouds Sunday. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Dumfries, 39 in Beltsville, 47 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning to you. Joining us at 7:15 from the Washington Examiner, it's Susan Ferriccio. We'll get all the news out of Capitol Hill from her. At 7:35, Lonnie Davis joins us on the Virginia elections. At 7:45, Voice of the Redskins, Larry Michael, is with us. At 8:15, Rick Yount. Rick is the executive director of the Warrior Canine Connection, and they match wounded warriors, they match veterans with canine support dogs. We're going to talk to him about his project. And at 8:35, Stephanie Selden Howard is with us. She's a director and a producer. She has a new documentary coming out called Weight of Honor, and it follows the caregivers of our wounded warriors. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonnaise.
Good morning. So Hillary Clinton needs a buck up. I mean, she hasn't been feeling good. You know, it's been a year since that election that she lost, and she just needed somebody to encourage her, somebody to make her feel better about how all of this is going, somebody to distract her from all of the boxes of Chardonnay and to give her an opportunity to think, you know what, I'm a good person. I've succeeded. I've made it in life. I'm a success. Well, the perfect person for that is Hillary Clinton. She's written a letter to herself about how great she is, and about, and she wanted to tell her teenage self about how everything is good, how she should believe in herself, and how she's doing great. So, Teen Vogue indulged this and published Hillary Clinton's letter to her teenage self. Okay, she's the guest editor for the latest volume of Teen Vogue. She's set to keynote at the first ever Teen Vogue Summit, which will take place on December 1st and 2nd of this year. They're selling tickets if you're interested in watching her make herself feel better. She says In this, I won't read the whole thing, but, you know, there's a couple of things here. Dear Hillary, well, you've nearly finished your first semester at Wellesley. Congratulations. When you first arrived on campus, you found yourself surrounded by brilliant, accomplished women. They were fluent in other languages. They had lived abroad. They had already read half the books on the syllabus. That was intimidating, so intimidating, in fact, that you called your parents and told them you didn't belong at Wellesley at all and needed to come home. Your dad, who never really wanted to you to go so far away for school in the first place, was more than ready to welcome you back, but your mother was not about to let that happen. She said you had to be brave, you had to stick it out, and you had the good sense not to argue, which turned out to be one of the best decisions you've ever made. She goes on and on and on and on about how it's hard to believe right now, but you're going to be a success, Hillary, and you should feel good about this. Never fear. The future holds so much more for you.
You know what?
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, the teens are pretty much the only people not overdosed on Hillary. But this Teen Vogue Summit that you talked about that she's going to be addressing for teens, Teen Vogue Summit, the tickets are $300 to $550. How is that a summit for teens?
For the rich teens.
Or are they the rich, the liberal elite teens? It's going to be like the Shahs of Sunset. I got it. Okay, never mind.
That huge base of teens.
Yeah, so carry on. So what she's saying, the message here is that her mom was strong and her dad was weak because her dad said, sure, you welcomed her home. And her mom was like, no, you go back. You be strong. You finish that college degree.
She just offers herself all sorts of advice, you know, stuff like make sure to rack up as many airline miles as you can when you're Secretary of State, because people will think that means you're well-traveled. No, I'm sorry, it doesn't say that. By the way, she also tells herself how to handle the balloons when she accepts the Democratic nomination for president.
Oh my God.
So, we all remember, you remember the images of Hillary's face exploding into looks of excitement, we think, when the balloons began dropping? She says, when you find yourself standing on a stage in Philadelphia on an historic night in July 2016, accepting the Democratic Party's nomination for President of the United States, give yourself a moment to take it all in. Don't forget to enjoy the balloons. Wait a second. So is Hillary admitting something here for the first time in public? That when those balloons dropped, that look on her face wasn't a moment of enjoyment? That the advice she's giving her teenage self is that instead of whatever she ended up doing, to enjoy the balloons? Because if I recall correctly, her head went sideways. Do you remember this?
Yes.
And her mouth opens up like she was catching fish food or something. Like she just, that might have been a stroke.
It looked like one. It did. It didn't look normal.
I'm just saying, she's now giving herself the advice that she should enjoy it, as if she didn't when she was standing there.
Is there a section in there about telling herself not to defend the child molester? Is that in there? Remember when she had that wonderful part of her career?
Don't defend the child molester.
It might come back to haunt you.
And things. And
no, not in there. Oh, that's too bad. Mm. Can I just say, in her defense, all right, I'm going to defend Hillary here for a little bit. I do think that this, you know, letter to your teen self is from someone who's famous is a good idea for Teen Vogue. I get it. I understand it. However, if Hillary had gone away, you know, and just kind of retired and took a lot of walks in the woods and got healthy and did whatever she had to do after the election, and then had come out with something like this and then had started this, it would be different. But she never went away and people have had enough. So people are just going to mock this now.
No. Why would they mock it? She's just writing an encouraging letter to herself to make herself feel better about losing an election. Everybody does that.
Yeah, that's what it is.
More from her in a second. We actually have something so interesting to share with you, and we will. And it involves the Washington Post and what the world they envision now. 6:43 on WMAL.
Are you fed up with fixing the same dental problems over and over? Solve them once and for all with Hybridge Dental Implants. Attend a free seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry Monday, November 13th to learn more. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Hear the Virginia Grand Military Band this Saturday night at 7:30 at the Schlesinger Concert Hall. Free parking, tickets sold at the door. Saturday night in Alexandria, the Virginia Grand Military Band.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. For a limited time, quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil are just $3.49. Plus, choose from a full line of filters to go with your oil change. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details, valid now through November 29th.
NextEra Energy is America's third largest capital investor in infrastructure, and they're paving the way for America's energy era. Learn more at NextEraEnergy.com.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
It's 6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witness in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Are you one of the few heading into work this morning or around the region? It's quiet. Lighter than normal, 66. Fabulous. Out of Gainesville through to the Beltway, Falls Church. I'm not tracking any delays there. Same story with 95 out of Stafford and 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now, one area we do have a little bit of volume. That's due to a crash. Maryland Beltway, Bethesda. Outer loop after Connecticut Avenue near 270. That crash is out of the travel lanes. It's been for a while, but also a distraction southbound Connecticut Avenue at the end of the exit ramp to merge onto the Beltway. That's where you have the tow truck and the accident on the right shoulder. So coming around that stretch out of Silver Spring toward 270, that's where we have the stop and go. Now for Metro Rail, you might want to bundle up a little, might have a little extra wait time because they are operating on a Saturday schedule in observance of Veterans Day. However, off-peak fares all day long and parking at Metro-owned lots and garages free. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Cold finish to the work week. Sunshine and 43 today. Also a little windy. Those winds may gust to 30 miles per hour. Clear tonight near record low temperatures. Low to mid-20s. Freeze warning 7 p.m. until 10 a.m. Saturday. Sunshine Saturday at 42. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 45 degrees at 6:46 on WMAL.
The game of football is about pain. I thought foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life. I'm so glad I met Good Feet. I'm so glad those arch supports are in my shoes.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
Okay. So the Washington Post, it's not just Hillary who wishes she was president. Listen to this piece. The Washington Post has a piece published this week. It says, what if Hillary had won? A jolly trip down memory lane, alternate timeline edition. It's literally fanfic for if Hillary Clinton was president. It includes all sorts of details about what the Hillary presidency would be like, how great it would be, how Donald Trump would be busy calling into Trump TV and Sebastian Gorka's television show. Just all sorts of alternate universe stuff and how Hillary would be heralded, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They even made a video to go along with this, calling it a what if Hillary had won newscast. Listen to some of those.
Good morning, I'm Todd Townsend.
And I'm Carol Corden Blue, and we are here with today's news.
All right. Millions showed for President Clinton's inauguration yesterday.
In fact, the International Space Station sent us an image of Hillary's pantsuit nation from space.
Probably the biggest crowd I've ever seen. Ann Taylor can also confirm those numbers.
Donald Trump holds a competing event at the Trump Hotel in D.C., which he is calling the Million Man Stakeout, and claims that more people showed than to Clinton's inauguration.
At the event, Trump announced his launch of Trump TV in a series of tweets. For example, hashtag Trump TV is your new and only source of news. It's coming soon. One.
This just in, Todd. America is divided and everyone is fighting.
The hashtag secede from the libtards has begun trending in middle America as the country becomes further divided.
This is the Washington Post is quite literally making fake news. Like, that's what that is. I mean,
so you think it would be better?
What?
You would have thought that newscast would have been better and funnier because this is what they do.
This is straight up fake news. This is comfort porn for people who are like really upset about Donald Trump. This is, if you're the type of person who was screaming at the sky earlier this week, this is the newscast for you. Here, in fact, here's more of it.
President Clinton has already begun choosing cabinet members, including Sheryl Sandberg of Facebook as Secretary of Treasury.
Clinton also reached out to President Obama for a cabinet position, but he is currently not returning calls. Fox News has announced Megyn Kelly will join Fox and Friends in the morning, in addition to her Kelly File show every weeknight. That's right, Todd. She'll be hosting two shows a week.
You know, that probably wouldn't have happened if Trump had been president.
Uh-huh.
Listen, some of it I think is funny. I appreciate their ability to laugh at themselves and poke fun at themselves. But I think there are some people who are from the left who are looking at this going, yes, that's what it would be like. It would be wonderful. Fantastic.
Well, when you're not watching that newscast, you're probably sounding something like this. Sorry. I hate to tell you, that newscast was fake news.
Why do they all own drums?
650 on WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Obey school zone speed limits. Children may not always stay on the sidewalk or within crosswalk lines, so you need to be extra careful while driving through school zones. Since a lot of morning traffic is comprised of parents driving children to school, you should also watch out for other vehicles slowing down or suddenly stopping to let children out. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Hey, honey, how's the business trip? Oh, that's great. Yes, I remembered to get the truck serviced. No, I didn't need to make an appointment. Instead of going to the dealer, I just pulled into Jiffy Lube, where they do all the service while you wait, so I don't need a rental car. Yes, their services will still meet our warranty requirements, because their highly trained technicians use the same manufacturer recommendations as the dealer, so it's more convenient, more value for the same protection, and they keep all our service records. Oh, and I miss you.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-613-8830 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-613-8830 right now to get your free tax lien kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event and a free $20 Visa gift card just for attending. Call 800-613-8830. That's 800-613-8830 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Hiring is important, but finding the right people can be a real challenge. That's why ZipRecruiter is obsessed with finding you qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds candidates with the right experience. Then, their proprietary job alerts notify the most qualified people to apply for your job as soon as you post it. You can even add screening questions to your job post, narrowing your focus to only relevant applicants, saving you time. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident that ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
It is 6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk, and a happy Friday to you, Jess.
Hi, Mary. Happy Friday. Good morning. On this observed Veterans Day, stocks are poised to open lower. Global markets are lower. Crude oil is near an 18-month high. Investors don't like uncertainty. And the new Senate tax bill ruffled some feathers yesterday. At one point, the Dow dropped 250 points before recovering to close 101 points lower. The Dow and S&P 500 are both on track to put post their first weekly losses in 9 weeks. Black Friday is 2 weeks from today. One big name retailer is reporting quarterly results this morning. It's JCPenney. Boeing and Airbus may have some real jet building competition. China's C-19 jet just had a successful long-haul test flight. It will compete with the Airbus A320 and the Boeing 737. New in theaters, Paramount's comedy Daddy's Home 2 with Will Ferrell and Fox's Murder on the Orient Express with an all-star cast. And it's free pancakes for veterans today at IHOP till 7 p.m. Tomorrow's the actual federal holiday. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Thompson Creek Window Company has smart ways to save. Replace your old windows with new energy-efficient Thompson Creek windows. Your home will be more comfortable this winter, and you'll save on heating bills. Mary Walter here, and you'll save even more when you buy three windows, get one free with zero interest financing until 2019. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Windows built specifically for our climate, just for your home, in their own local factory and professionally installed by experts. Thompson Creek windows are custom designed for your home. Thompson Creek Window Company has over 37 years experience manufacturing superior windows in their local factory with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Right now is the best time to replace your windows. Trust your home to Thompson Creek. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK now to take advantage of the November sale from Thompson Creek Window Company. It's a sweet deal.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
This week only, Saturday at 5 on WMAL.
6:55 at WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning, nation's capital, and it's easy getting into town this morning. You don't often hear me say that, but light volume around the region. We're quiet over our Anacostia crossings, no delays at the 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway, which is moving at speed in each direction. Not over speed, no. On the Beltway, Virginia, no problems, no delays. Maryland Beltway, that's where we have our heaviest slowdown. That was due to the earlier crash out a loop after Connecticut Avenue before 270, and that was cleared to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny skies going up to 43. Winds may gust to 30 miles per hour. That will cut through you. Clear tonight. Near record low temperatures. Freeze warning starts at 7. Overnight low to mid-20s. Tomorrow sunny, 42 degrees. We'll see mostly clouds Sunday. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 46 degrees at 6:56 on WMAL. Boy, there are so many people we could possibly be talking about with this introduction. But hey, guess who's back in the news? The Juice, one Orenthal J. Simpson, back
in the news. What are you doing?
Yeah, for charity work. Yeah, no, I'm kidding. He has been banned from the Cosmopolitan Hotel in Vegas. He was there Wednesday night after allegedly getting wasted and then becoming extremely unruly, according to TMZ. He had been frequenting the bars at the hotel since he was released from prison. He's been what they like to call a regular. And the hotel staff told TMZ that around midnight, he was drunk, not last night, the night before, he was drunk, and he became disruptive at the Click Bar. TMZ was told that he was angry at the hotel staff and glasses broke at the bar. Because as we all know from the Nicole Brown Simpson Ron Goldman case, you know, the Juice has a little bit of a problem with glasses. He breaks them every now and then, and that's how he cuts his finger. Right? Remember? Remember?
Yes.
He broke a glass and
that
he cut his finger.
Explains the blood.
Yeah, so he's not good. They probably should be, based on his history, should be giving him solo cups, red solo cups. That's pretty much all he should be allowed to have because you can't hurt yourself with that. We do have from TMZ the dispatcher, the audio from the dispatch. The dispatcher in this audio believed that Simpson was at the pizza joint in the hotel. But listen, you could hear the dispatcher say, Orenthal is here.
The sound all the way to Cosmopolitan is negative. Can we get out there, location?
Oracle's here. For the correction of the location, he's actually sitting inside the bar. He was asking about the pizza shop.
So they thought he was at the pizza shop.
Oh,
he was asking about the pizza shop. He was inside the bar. So any should we start a pool to how soon before he's arrested?
Hey, I mean, this guy, how many chances is this guy going to get? Hey, and he keeps squandering them. I mean, I guess it shouldn't be surprising given his history. But every time he has an opportunity, he squanders it. I mean, you see the case he made before the judge when he finally was able to get out of jail. I mean, he was like, yeah, you know, I'm going to do it right this time. I'm going to make sure to be good. You know, I made some mistakes. I'm not going to make those mistakes anymore. Here he is getting drunk at hotel bars and getting aggressive.
And breaking glasses.
Not going to work. I don't think it'll work out well.
Well, you brought up when he was you know, talking to the judge for his parole, and he said, I'm going to do it right this time. He also noted, you know, I've been a model prisoner. Yeah. And he had. He had been a model prisoner. He actually was doing well. And maybe he may just be that kind of guy who needs like a minder. He needs a regimented life. And without a regimented life, without a schedule, like when he was in football and he had a regimented life and he had to show up to practice and he had to do this and he had to, when he had a regimented life, he stayed on the straight and narrow. When he didn't have a regimented life, that's when he started to get in trouble. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe he just needs a minder.
Mm, yeah, he also may have some football-created brain damage that's making him crazy all the time.
Well, that is possible, too.
Yeah, we could talk more about that later. Aaron Hernandez, you hear that story?
I did. Tell him what's coming up.
Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, Lanny Davis stopping by in the next hour. He'd like to gloat about Democratic wins. We'd like to challenge him on them.
Susan Ferriccio will be joining us as well. She's with the Washington Examiner. She'll give us a breakdown of all the news that is coming out of D.C. It is now